It is Thursday. We welcome in the Chancellor of Ivy Tech. She's our good friend, Jenny Vaughn. Chancellor Vaughn, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you today?
We're good. Hey, look, it's not raining for 5 minutes. Hey.
For 5 minutes. Run outside real quick.
Exactly right. You kids take your shoes off before going in the new building. We don't want it all treaded up with mud.
That's right. Well, wait a minute. There's a little mud inside. Sorry. But take your shoes off before you come in.
And the new construction moving right along, as we've talked about in our weather forecast, the month of May was short almost 3 inches of rain. So we know you've had plenty of time to get caught up, at least, and hopefully get ahead. Is that the case? Are you guys, how's the schedule looking out there for the new stuff?
Schedule is really great. We're just over 70% complete. We had a little issue with roofing, so we did get a little wet on the inside, but nothing that we couldn't handle. But we're on target. We're on time. It's so awesome. I mean, right now they're putting the floor down in the new student common area, and it's a ceramic gray kind of a slate, and it's just beautiful. And, you know, every day I go in there, every day I bring somebody, take them on a tour, and there's something new to see. So if there's anybody out there that would like a tour of the 90,000-square-foot expansion to our building, just give us a call. I'd love to show it to you.
And Chancellor Vaughn will meet you at the Ivy Tech Crossing Bakery that opened yesterday. I remember you trying to sneak this in last week, and now we're live, and there is no turning back. What is Okay, number one, where is the Crossing Bakery? And number two, all right, fine, make us drool. Let's hear all about it.
Oh, it's so incredible. Okay, so last year we added baking and pastry to our culinary program, and it's just incredible. Currently it's located at the Liberty Crossing campus. So it's on Liberty Drive, so 2088 South Liberty Drive. And on Wednesdays from 9 to 12:30, our students will be making all – you should see the list. I mean, it's just made-to-order cupcakes, creme brulee, crumb cakes, macaroons, cinnamon rolls, oh my gosh, goes on and on and on. So you can go there, get your pastry, hang out, and support our students as well. And I do want to say, just before the 4th of July, the Wednesday, July 1st, so just before the 4th of July, students are going to make patriotic-type themed baked goods and all that kind of stuff. And everybody who buys something on that day, their name can go in for a raffle, and when we'll pull a name out of the raffle, and whoever wins will win a cake made by one of our students.
There we go. A little holiday cake.
Right. Well, you got to tell Keith. We got to tell Keith that these things are available because, you know, he's our number one.
Yes.
Our number one.
We'll have him drive. we'll all hop in the Klein mobile and head on down to the Crossing Cafe. Now, that's just open on Wednesdays, is that correct?
Just on Wednesdays through the summer. That's right.
Everybody needs to write that down for the 24th, and as you mentioned, save the date for Wednesday, July 1st. Okay.
Right.
Summer enrollment, got it, we're in it. How far along are we? Can I still register? And tell me when I need to get in by fall as well, because I think we always joke, there are 17 days of June are gone already. Yeah. Where did that go? And
I know.
It's gonna be on top of us before we know it. So let's figure out, is there any summer availability left, and when do I need to get going for fall?
Okay, well, summer is well on its way. We're at the end of the third week of classes, so there is summer enrollment is closed currently. But we're always ready and available to help anyone that wants to register for the fall. We start our classes on August 24th in the fall. We have student affairs staff, so we've got advisors and financial aid staff that can help help you maneuver getting enrolled for the fall. And so, you know, we've got a great summer enrollment. We've got almost 3,700 students. You know, again, we've increased that enrollment year after year. And it's our guest students that are coming from all over the state that live here. Maybe they went to high school here, and then they're attending another university, so they're transferring those credits to their home school. So it's a great summer, and get ready for fall.
Now, folks that are looking to get ready for fall, you have some academic scholarships that are available. How do we go about applying for that, and how do we win one?
Yeah, well, students, if you're a student or if you're thinking about becoming a student, we can help you through that process. But students can now apply online, which is really, really cool. We award over $120,000 worth of scholarship funds to our students each year, fall, summer, and spring. And, you know, we award about, on average, about $540, which is a third of a a cost of a full-time enrolled student. Or, you know, maybe that can help with your books or whatever it is that you need. So current students can apply on their Campus Connect account. And anybody who's interested in coming to Ivy Tech and want to talk more about everything that we offer, they can come inside and ask specifically for scholarship information and how to do that. But for fall, the deadline, anyone out there that's interested in a scholarship, is July 15th. So they've got to apply by July 15th for fall.
And our guest this morning is Jenny Vaughn. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. She checks in every Thursday morning for us. The Cook Center, it's Indiana Entrepreneurship Week. That's a hard word to say, so I'll let you say it.
Try to spell it.
No way. Spell check.
I know. It still is like, oh, my gosh, I can't spell that word. This is actually Indiana Entrepreneurship, which celebrates all things entrepreneurial. So this entire week, that's what the state is doing, and the Indiana Center for the Business Development Center is in collaboration with all other people in the community, IU, BEDC, the Chamber of Commerce, the city. They're doing all kinds of events. You may have seen some things in the paper. Tonight from 5:30 to 7:30, Verge Bloomington is holding an event. It's going to be a small business fireside chat. You do need to register for it, but it's a free event. And it will be at Cowork Beatdown. But if anybody wants to register for it, just call us on the main campus at 332-1559, and we'll help you get registered for that event. But yesterday and today, our faculty from across the state are here and learning together about how to really create more enrollment and excitement and energy to grow the entrepreneurial program. And, you know, Ivy Tech Bloomington, we were the first ones to start that statewide for Ivy Tech. So, you know, it's just been great. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of excitement going on.
Do you ever get tired leading the way for all the Ivy Techs? Does that ever wear you out?
Oh, no, we dig it. We totally love it.
Good. Well, it's exciting to have one of the leaders here in town. And I saw a story yesterday in the HT. Ivy mm-hmm. Tech boasts 90% graduation completion rate for your nursing program. That shouldn't come to anybody's surprise, should it?
That's right. No, and that's, we talk about I've talked about it on the radio a couple of times, that cohort, when you go with a group of students and you become friends and you take care of each other, and you worry if your friend didn't come into class or whatever, but you move together as a group into your classes, and the nursing program is just that. And so, you know, we try to replicate that in different areas like Hoosier Link and some other things. But our nursing program, that's a statewide number. 90% of them graduate in the Bloomington campus, of course. Again, you know, we're 95%.
I was going to say, plus. I thought you were a little higher than that. But that's
a lot higher.
Right.
And our test scores, you know, our scores are higher and all those kinds of things. But
and the placement is higher and everything. Again, do you get tired of leading? This has to wear you out at some
never
point.
Never tired of it. Bloomington right. campus is, you know, the people that work there all day take care of our students, and that's our focus day in and day out. And so it's just a pleasure. It's a blast.
Well, just because you're doing such a good, I'd say go ahead and take the weekend off. You can put your feet up. Put your hard hat away for a minute, will you? And
all right, I appreciate that.
And get out
that.
There and enjoy the taste of Bloomington.
Get your umbrella out.
Get your umbrella out, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the taste is this weekend. We'll definitely
right.
be there for that, absolutely. Rain or shine.
Well, and we'll hopefully get some clarification if that's going to be the case this weekend. We always appreciate your time. We look forward to getting caught up with you next Thursday. And, again, enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Talk to you later.